Each morning on our program, we're joined by people recognised by their councils this year for their active community work and achievements. The Coorong Council has awarded architectural draftsman Michael Holliday the Tailem Bend Citizen of the Year. The community man with decades of experience has been helping Murraylands sporting clubs in navigating through the messy red tape of council approvals for new developments. He's also the treasurer of the Tailem Bend Auto Club and is involved in a great church project restoring old cars. He joins me on the line now. Hi, Michael. Congratulations.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you.
Yeah, it must be great to get nominated and awarded that one. Lovely feeling, right?
Very humbling, actually, and unexpected. When I got the phone call from the mayor advising me of this award, I was a bit set back in my seat, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was quite a surprise.
Yeah, right, because you're sort of an unsung hero, I suppose, until now, because you've been working behind the scenes doing some stuff that probably a lot of people wouldn't want to do, which is trying to help sporting clubs navigate through all this stuff. So what inspired you to do that?
Well, it's my day-to-day job, and I realised for even my clients, it's very difficult to navigate through the process of approval. It's not a council fault, it's just the way life is now. Nobody wants to take responsibility for anything. I decided that I may be able to help some of these community groups achieve what they are trying to achieve, but they come up against stumbling blocks like the approval process. So because it's what I do all day, it was a no-brainer, really, to try and sort them out and help them out.
Oh, great. That would have been a relief for them. So tell us about a couple of clubs that you've helped.
Well, the Tailem Bend Cricket Club is probably one that I did major work for because they wanted a whole new club room at the Tailem Bend Oval. So that was starting from scratch on a vacant block of the land there. So it was a matter of just working with them on what they wanted to achieve and then coming up with the best building procedure and best building envelope at the right price, basically. So it's a large shed, which we then made look a little bit more residential with windows and doors and large openings for the dining area, etc. So another project was the Tailem Bend Friends of the Hospital, Tailem Bend Hospital. They wanted to provide a palliative care room for people that looked like they weren't going to be coming out of the hospital. It was for families to meet, to talk with their loved ones and share their last days with their loved ones. And that was built on the end of the hospital. And it's proved to be a very successful project for those that are approaching their last days of life.
Oh, wow. Okay. That sounds like, some pretty important projects for the community. Michael Holliday's with us. He's the Tailem Bend Citizen of the Year. And you're doing some car restoration projects with the local church, I hear.
That's correct. The Life Point Church in Tailem Bend had a surplus shed that we thought we may be able to use. So both the pastor and I have got old cars that need renovation, so we thought, well, that's a good starting point. The idea was just for men's health, just trying to get a group of men together from the community that may be interested in getting their fingers greasy and stripping down and renovating and hopefully at the end of the day get a car running again after many years of being stationary. Yeah, so that's my passion at the moment, just trying to get lonely men out and talking and having a lot of fun together.
Oh, that's great. Yes, I remember talking to Tim Minahan about that. He's the pastor, right?
Yeah, that's right. One of his cars is what we're going to be renovating.
Oh, great. Yeah, because he plays the Grinch every Christmas. And so we're having a chat about that ahead of Christmas time. It just sounds like such a lovely initiative. And also, you know, good to get men together chatting, but also swapping knowledge and you know,
exactly,
maybe training up some younger men as well.
Yeah, we'd love to have the younger ones there because we need to learn as well. So we hopefully are going to get some professionals in there to show us how to do rust removal and things like that. So we could all learn from that.
Right. And what's your family situation? Are you sort of heading towards retirement, Michael, or what's the current situation? Do you have any grandkids?
Yeah, I have one granddaughter, Lara. She's 10. We don't get to see her that often because she's down in Adelaide, but she loves the time up here at the river when she comes up. So I've got two boys, two sons. One lives in Townsville, one in Adelaide. Yeah.
Hmm. Do you have any other hobbies?
Church is a big part of my life. Also, I have old cars. I spend a lot of time in the shed when I can. But I'm still working relatively full-time, which I hope will decrease a little bit this year, so I've got a little bit more time to spend with the community rather than on myself.
And any highlights over the years?
Oh, that's a tricky question. Well, I'm trusting a highlight of this year is going to be getting my Lotus on the road, which has been sitting in my shed for probably 6 years now. So that's what I'm aiming to do this year, a little bit less work and a little bit more fun in the shed. And hopefully at our Christmas Taylor Bend Auto Club Christmas show, I might have the Lotus to take rather than the Hillman this year.
Oh, that's great. Oh, well, thanks so much for joining me today, and congratulations again on being recognised by your council and community as Taylor Bend Citizen of the Year, Michael Holliday.
Thank you, Jenny.